It's always, oh, you must just have so many other hoes that you're paying attention to. I know you're entertaining so many different men. You just don't text me enough. You must not be that into me. Literally, I just worked a full day, had to come home, cook me and Zuri dinner, listened to about 3 tantrums already within the span of like an hour.
What the f*** are you telling me for?
Have to give her a tub, put her to bed. That's gonna take about another 2 hours if I'm lucky, and maybe have an hour of me time before I go to bed.
Do you think you can stop being such a baby?
Don't feel sorry for this humble man. She's a fucking thought. She's a fucking joke. Live with it. I don't feel sorry for you, and I hope nobody feels sorry for you.
And you think I wanna sit here and go back and forth? How was your day? How was your day? How's your day? What are you doing? What are you doing? How'd you sleep? Boy. Be so for real. Next time, ask me how you could alleviate some of the stress.
Shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. But nigga, spy out you, nigga.
I don't want to alleviate your stress. No, thank you. I was just trying to text my way into them draws. I don't want to come over there and alleviate none of that stress because I didn't create none of that stress. See what single moms have to offer on the dating market? Don't let the appearance trick you, fellas, into walking into Hades.
I am 44 years old and I am newly single after 24 years of marriage. I have been dating for the last few months and let me tell you, it's wild out there, y'all. I'm already racking up some stories. Dating has been an adventure. It has been fun. It's been crazy. It's been healing. It's been validating. It's been exciting. There's been more good than bad, okay? But I'm racking up some stories. I would love to share them. Let me know if you want to hear more.
Not a chance in hell, Brett.
She said there's been more good experiences than bad. Then why aren't you with somebody? But yeah, when you're a certain age on the dating market, yeah, you're shopping in the discount bin. You're shopping in the damaged bin, the clearance bin. Because you're clearance. You're the same that you're complaining about in the dating pool. They want you to believe that they break up their families and end their marriages because, you know, the guy did X, Y, and Z. But it's really just because they're miserable people.
Bingo.
Subscribe and hit the bell. It really helps the channel grow. Like and comment as well. Thank you.
These are the 5 kinds of guys that you will most likely date if you are a single mom dating. Number 1 is the guy who thinks that he's doing you a favor by dating you in spite of the fact that you're a single mom. He thinks that you should be on your hands and knees thanking him for giving you a shot.
That is correct.
Hard pass. The second is the church guy. You know these guys, like they'll take you to church on the first date. You think you found a good one. Turns out they are the most toxic, evil men that you will ever come in contact with. Let me tell you, you want nothing to do with this guy. Number 3 is the recently divorced guy. A guy who's gone through a divorce, has been married before. And let me tell you, some of these guys are single and divorced for a reason. Especially if it's a recent divorce or they are newly single. Hard pass. Number 4 is the guy who's perfect on paper. Like, you guys should be such a good fit. Like, he just makes sense. He's a good guy. He's great. He's nice. He's got a great job. Like, everything is just telling you that you should date this person and he should be perfect for you. But unfortunately, something just feels off. Like, you just don't feel like it and you don't want to settle. So you don't end up dating this guy for very long, but it's for the best.
I've, like, tried really hard to be attracted to men who, like, treat me well.
It's boring.
It's not only boring, but it makes me feel uncomfortable.
What the fuck?
Last but not least will be your future husband. The guy that you meet that you finally realize why nothing ever worked out before. It just falls into place so perfectly and God sends him directly to your doorstep, like signed, sealed, delivered. The perfect man for you, fits right into your family, is an amazing father figure, does all of the things. It definitely makes you understand why none of the other ones worked before you met him.
Man, get off that shit. It's over. It ain't nothing nobody can do about it, man.
Yeah, that fifth guy is made up and it's never coming. You know, I already knew that guy was coming on the list. The guy who's too nice and who you're not really attracted to because he doesn't have enough edge and he is good on paper, but I just don't feel the spark. Look, that's the only guy that's coming. And let's be real, you were going to walk all over him anyway, so you definitely did him the favor.
If you're between the ages of like 35 to like, I don't know, 40s, in your 40s, and you're single, stop scrolling. Is it just me or is every man in their, I don't know, 40s that you're trying to date, traumatized?
Look who's talking.
I'm not out here trying to fix nobody. I already fixed myself. I feel like every guy that I've met or that I'm trying to date or that it's trying to, I don't know, get to know, has somehow been traumatized. Traumatized from their divorce. Traumatized from their mommy issues. Traumatized from, I don't know what. But, like, where are the good guys? Where are the guys that are, like, healed and normal and not bald?
You got something better to do, and it's not you.
They're traumatized because they dealt with women like you throughout their lives.
Bars.
I don't go for this whole I'm healed thing. These woes, they never truly heal. They may heal a little bit to where they're better than they were last year, but they're still a complete train.
I mean, not that there's anything wrong with being bald, but, like, if you can pull it off and you shave your head, then that's one thing. But if you're trying to, like, hold on to your life, like, no. No, please stop. I'm starting to think that I'm, like, so healed that I'm not willing to deal with any bull anymore. Like, I don't know. All the guys are like, I don't know. Am I the only one out here suffering? Am I the only one out here with this problem? Can somebody let me know? Also, if you want me to continue on with this and, I don't know, let's start a series, let me know.
Please, for the love of God, do not.
I'm a 40-year-old single mom that just started dating this year after 6 years of being out of the scene.
I'm
going to fill you in on how it's been going. So I decided to start dating this year because my daughter basically bullied me into it and told me that I was pretty much a lonely loser. Very much an introvert, and I love staying at home unless I'm traveling. If I'm not traveling all over the globe, then I'm most likely at my house in my comfies doing a little puzzle. I agreed that I would get back into the dating scene and, like, just see how it goes. And basically, this is how it's gone. If you don't remember the avocado guy, this was a guy that I went on a date with. He said he was going to grill burgers, ended up microwaving burgers, asked me what I wanted on mine. I said avocado. He said he went to the grocery store to get it. And when I was at his house making the burgers, he had no avocado because he said, ew. I don't like avocado. I'm not going to have that in my house. Immediate block.
I'm going to spare y'all from listening to that garbage, but any woman who wear ridiculous, like, Bret Hart glasses on a granny chain, you should know to stay away from her. And she got the typical tattoos, and she talks with her hands. And you know it's bad when your own daughter is calling you a pathetic loser. But the last thing I'm going to say about this one is she was single or off the market for 6 years, whatever that means. She was still getting D'd down. But good items don't stay on the shelf for 6 years, even if you're 40 plus. There's plenty of 40 plus men looking for 40 plus women who are good men.
Somebody done told you wrong.
You're still here? It's over. Go home.